bring your troubles and I'll bring mine. We'll heap them all in a pile and then we'll cast them all aside and set and whittle a while and laugh and whittle a while.
A lot of people would wonder why anybody just won't sit and whittle, not be making anything. That'd be too much like work if you're making something. A lot of these sweaters are not noted for working too hard anyhow, or too often. It's just one of those habits that you can get into. You take a whittler, he just like Granny used to be sitting in the knitting. He ain't even thinking about whittling. He's thinking about some big tail that he's fixing tail as soon as he gets a chance to butt in. Because any time you can get three or four whittlers together, I guarantee you, you'll get an argument. It don't make any difference what subject you bring up. And you can't win no arguments without getting your story together. And so you can't be thinking about whittling and win no arguments. And you don't ever win an argument nohow, but then... Now, you can take a nervous businessman. He'll carry a little doohickey around his pocket to keep his hand busy and quiet his nerves after a hard day at the office. Many people carry a lucky Tennessee Buckeye for the same reason. But down here in Lynchburg, well, we just sit and whittle.
Oh, it's a pastime and a therapy, too. Beats rubbing a morning stone or something like that. And when you get too old to walk, walking, of course, is the best pastime in the world. When you get too old to walk, you sit around and whittle, get the same effect. You don't lose any energy from whittling because you expend very little.
Well, a fella's going to whittle, the first thing he's going to do any good at it, he's got to have a good pocket knife and a good piece of straight grain cedar to whittle on. You take these old-time whittlers, well, they take great pride running that shaving from one end of the stick to the other, making it of a uniform size, make it curl as it comes off of there and be a real fine shaving. And you can take an amateur, a guy that's nice, not right, or he's not used to whittling, and you can just look at his shaving, even if you don't see the man until he's an amateur. Just kind of like... A lot of other things, there's a certain knack to it, but there may be no two whittlers that whittle just exactly the same way.
Hey, you can move the knife or move the stick. I move the stick most of the time. Uh-huh. A lot of it depends on the piece of wood.
He keep that stick in his hip pocket most of the time. It depends on the conversation and the company as to how long that stick lasts. Some days he may be sort of busy and not get to whittle too much, and some days it's raining or something, he's sitting around the courthouse yard and arguing politics, and he may whittle up stick before the day's gone. So it will vary, but I'd say average whittler whittle about three or four of those sticks a week. So good whittling. And if you're ever in Lynchburg, join us on the bench in front of the Lynchburg Hardware Store or the courthouse yard if the weather's too rough up at Price's service station. Or just sitting and whittling, studying about nothing in particular.